Last Christmas, I spoke with David Brown in Magna, Utah. He was one of the hundreds of thousands of Americans who became newly homeless during the economic crisis. He spent most of 2010 unemployed and living in a homeless shelter with his wife and four young children. At one point, the family slept in a van. Here's what he told me last year.
You know, there's a lot of things you look at in life, and there's a lot of times in life where you will look at a situation, and that's the first thing that comes into your head, that it'll never happen to me. You know, and I can honestly say that as far as being homeless, I was one of those skeptics that believed it will never happen to me.
Well, David Brown is now back with us for an update. David, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
At that time, you had recently moved your wife and your four children out of a homeless shelter. You just gotten a job. How are you doing now?
We're hanging in there now. I'm currently divorced, so things have kind of gone downhill in other areas. The economy is still pretty much where it's been, but now we're just hanging in there, just working as much as we can and trying to survive.
You and your wife were divorced this past year?
Yeah, we divorced about 7 months ago.
I'm sorry to hear that. And how about your kids? How are they doing?
They're doing okay. I get them. I see them every weekend.
Where are they living?
They're living with their mom.
And you still have a steady job right now?
Mm-hmm.
And how is that going?
It's going all right. It's still tough with the economy because, you know, anything can happen. You know, people are looking for jobs right and left, so anybody is replaceable. So just do your job, do it right, and don't give them a reason to look elsewhere.
David, to what extent do you think the economy and the fact that you guys were homeless for quite a long time had an impact on the breakdown of your marriage?
You know, honestly, it was something that was years in the making. We just didn't realize it. We weren't wanting to face it, but it was the economy that had me basically have a nervous breakdown that finally broke the camel's back. Mm.
Well, I know you're on your lunch break, David, so I'm going to let you go. That's David Brown in Magna, Utah. We last spoke with him on Christmas Day, 2010. David, thank you so much for the update, and happy holidays to you.
You too. Thanks.
And David did also mention some good news. He's met someone new, and they are now engaged to be married. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.